Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, December 23rd. Coming up, some rural towns are known for their holiday festivities. Tourist dollars are a big part of their local economy, but getting people to town each year means new events. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The biggest education bill taking effect this January is about immigrant students. It's known as the Safe Schools for All Act, and it records into Illinois law the right of all children to free education, regardless of their immigration status. Robin Staines is the president of the education nonprofit Advance Illinois. She says K through 12 students already have that right because of a key court case.
I think with all that's swirling in the world right now, people might not know that. And Illinois made sure to codify that in state law to make it crystal clear to parents and communities and schools.
Staines says superintendents around the state have seen student absences go up during White House announcements related to immigration. She says the rights of undocumented preschoolers and college students are less clear in the court law. A new act passed this fall requires pre-K centers, community colleges, and universities to plan how to handle a visit from immigration enforcement. A group of students at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign are hoping the school's new chancellor will sign off on a new mascot. IPM's Arjun Tucker has more.
A student organization called the Kingsguard is pushing to make U of I's mascot the belted kingfisher, a female bird with blue and orange feathers. The school hasn't had a mascot for about 18 years since retiring its fictional Native American chieftain. Some students in the group, like Vijay Shah, hope the bird could get the role with Chancellor Charles Isbell leading the campus. Shah says he appreciates how Isbell has said he wants to be a good ancestor to future scholars.
That's something that we really agree and believe, that adopting the belted kingfisher is one of the strongest ways as a campus community that we can do that. Not only for indigenous communities, but for the students. For the alumni.
A spokesperson for the university says the chancellor has been having discussions on several issues with community members, though at this time the campus is not implementing any proposals for new mascots that have been suggested so far. I'm Arjun Tucker, IPM News.
A new Illinois law aims to better inform high school students about possible careers and internships. The law requires the Illinois State Board of Education to publish a list of internship and volunteer opportunities every year. Regan Deering co-sponsored the bill. The Decatur-based Republican says she was thinking about the rural students in her district.
Any opportunity we have to give shortcuts to people, when we've got people who are passionate maybe in those areas and want to know what's available to them, maybe what's in their area, maybe something they might be able to do online. If they're in more of a rural area, I have a very rural district.
The law takes effect in January. Fighting Illini Nation is talking about the blowout in St. Louis last night. Number 20 Illinois defeated Missouri 91-48. Freshman guard Keaton Wagler made a career-best 5 3-pointers and scored 22 points. Tomislav Ivi-Stich added 14 points as the Illini rolled to the most lopsided victory in the history of the Bragging Rights rivalry. Illinois hosts Southern next Monday at the State Farm Center. Still to come, some rural towns are known for their holiday festivities. Tourist dollars are a big part of their local economy, but getting people to town each year means new events. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a high of 55 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 32 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain late in the day and a high of 52 degrees, with a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of light rain and a low of 46 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high of 53 degrees, with a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Cheryl Whitlow Thompson's career in journalism goes back more than four decades to her days as a student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. We'll talk with the NPR senior editor about her journey and the many threats to journalism in America. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's the busiest shopping season of the year, and while many may go online or to the mall, some rural towns go all out to try and attract visitors. For many of these out-of-the-way places, it's a key part of boosting their local economies. Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports how.
In Garrison, North Dakota, population 1,400, a statue of a giant walleye greets visitors to the town's wide main street. On this night, snowflakes are lightly coating the fish's top hat, worn especially for this weekend's annual Dickens Village Festival. It's an event that brings Maya Anderson and a friend here all the way from the Twin Cities. An eight-hour drive. They're huddling around the patio heater before exploring the stores.
There's a lot of times where I've sat around and I'm like, you know what? I want to try something. I want to try a local business. I want to see what someone does differently.
Garrison boasts a lot of local stores, a craft fair in the town's auditorium, and the local production of A Christmas Carol. And for over 30 years, the revenue from the Dickens Village Festival has helped Garrison maintain streets and historical buildings. And small towns throughout the country are doing the same with their own celebrations. Nina Gilliam is a business owner in Caledonia, Missouri, a couple of hours southwest of St. Louis. She says that to boost her town's economy of just over 130 people, they have to create unique offerings.
People are looking for experiences. You know, they're going to find an experience and look for it. People look online for something fun to do with their family. And so if you don't have it, they're going to go somewhere else.
The shop owners in Caledonia know they can't compete against the big box retailers and online giants, at least not alone. They have to work together. And Gilliam says the Hallmark Town feeling keeps them investing in local events to grow their foot traffic.
It's a culture that we have, and we all love it.
Some towns are just made for attracting tourists at Christmas. Santa Claus in Vienna, for instance, named by its residents in the 1850s. Melissa Arnold is executive director of the Visitors Bureau in town.
You can roast chestnuts at Santa's Candy Castle. You can write your letter to Santa at the original Santa Claus post office. And Santa replies, of course.
There's a local theme park, a light show, and, well, the town itself is called Santa Claus. That alone gets them plenty of visitors.
It's fun to say you're from Santa Claus, Indiana, especially to those unfamiliar, because sometimes they'll kind of hesitate and say, really? So that's neat because it really is a place.
In Minden, Nebraska, 2 hours west of Lincoln, the town has a proud history of lighting the entire city, from the county courthouse to commercial buildings. Known as the Christmas City, the town of about 3,000 attracts lots of visitors for its annual pageant, parade, and craft fairs. But city administrator Michael Krings says it's important to stay true to the town's traditions.
It can't be just about trying to bring in visitors, but it's about doing it in a way the local people can be proud of it.
Krings says towns need to control their own destinies. And for many, it's the holiday that helps keep them thriving. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Arjun Tucker, Reginald Hardwick, and Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.